welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show, the podcast that brings you the most inspiring and thought-provoking conversations each and every week. I'm your host, Hollis Chapin, and I am thrilled to have you join us on this exhilarating journey. On this show, we delve into the minds of visionaries, change makers, and trailblazers from all walks of life, from authors, entrepreneurs to athletes, artists, activists, and even astronauts. We leave no stone unturned in our quest to inspire and empower our listeners. Our guests are not just your average run-of-the-mill celebrities. They're individuals who have overcome the odds, shattered barriers, and achieved phenomenal success. They share their secrets, successes, and even their failures, so you can learn from their journeys and apply their wisdom to your own life. Whether we're diving into personal development, authors, new novels, entrepreneurship, mental health, social justice, or the latest scientific breakthroughs, our discussions are always thought-provoking, challenging conventional wisdom, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But it's not just the guests that make this show special, it's you, the listeners. Your engagement, questions, and comments fuel every episode. We live for the hub moments, the goosebumps, and the inspiring breakthroughs that happen when we come together as a community. So grab your headphones, get ready for a mind-expanding experience, because on the Hollis Chapin Show, we believe that everyone has a story worth telling and a dream worth pursuing. Our mission is to inspire you to take that first step towards your own greatness. Mark your calendar, set your alarm, because every Tuesday and Friday a new episode drops, ready to empower, educate, and entertain you. Join us on this magnificent adventure, and together, let's unlock our limitless potential. Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show.
Hello, and welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show. Happy Friday to all you. All you pod being live listeners out there, we'd love to have you out there. And thank you for just dropping by and listening in. We appreciate that. Okay, we have a great, great content-filled show today. And our show is about, you know, the importance of you to kind of think when you do your budget, when you get ready to sit there and promote your business, promote your book, how are you going to do it? You know, that's a question. How and where are you going to put your monies for the best return? You know, we're very happy to be on Podbean Live. This is giving us a nice result. They're giving us a nice engagement. You know, now we got to get the conversions going. Now we got to get there and make it monetized, but we're in the right track. So we appreciate Podbean Live. We appreciate that. Okay. So again, when you sit down with your team, get ready to do your budget, where's it going to go? Just like everything else in 2024, AI is a big topic. AI, ChatGPT, all kinds of good stuff. Everything AI, AI, AI. Do you go that way? Do you do that? We do. It makes our teams a little stronger. It makes our teams a little longer. Okay, so it makes us better by using AI. All right, so the podcast, a traditional paid advertising to influencer. What's an influencer? Influencers could be celebrities. Influencers could be these people who, you know, when I sit there and say celebrities, I always sit there and say Kardashians. The family that does not act, but they're everywhere. They learn how to do it. The mom taught them how to do it. And now they are top influencers. They move products. Like them, don't like them, they move products. Okay, well, we can't afford the Kardashians to come on our team, right? So we got to find other influencers to help move our products if that's what you're going to do. And it's not a bad thing to do because influencers are blowing up out there. You know, at my gym, there's one young lady that goes and works out, and she's consistent. She works hard when she gets in there. And you know different people when you go to your gym. Some people that's there just to show. Hey, I went to the gym. They're on the phone more than doing anything else. I've seen this young lady in the gym for 2 years straight. She's there 6 days a week, working hard. She gets in, does her business, and leave. I spoke to her a couple weeks ago. I said, you know, I won't say her name. You have to be online. Are you being an influencer online? She goes, no. I thought about it, so I'm trying to help her just a little bit to get in her mindset, because whatever she can do, because there's a lot of female influencers, so she's got a lot of competition, no doubt, but she works hard. She can sell, the yoga pants she wears. She can sell the sports bra she wears. She can sell the makeup. She can sell, you know, the bowl that holds her hair up. Because she has a good following. She does it locally. Let's make it nationally and internationally. She's well-spoken, easy on the eyes, so she attract people, male, female. So I'm sitting there saying, hey, you know, you got to do it. So hopefully I get to see her again this weekend because she teaches her class in one town. And then even on Saturdays, when she don't have to be, she comes to her home-based gym in Tempe where I go just to knock out a workout on Saturdays. And she's already been through classes all day. She's a phenomenal story. So that's a great influencer, doing what she does. You know, so if you can pick up a person like that to pitch your product, that's pretty good. That's really good. So, such as effectiveness of influencer marketing is reaching target audience and building authentic connections with consumers. And that's what we want. You know, you just don't want to be a face, a voice behind a computer. You don't let people relate to you. Okay, so we're going to dive into the projected statistics in 2024, where 63% of brands are predicted to allocate budgets to influencer marketing. 63%. That's huge. That's a lot of monies. That's billions of dollars. Okay, I was approached with doing a show on the radio. I don't think that's the way to go when your money's tight right now. Because, yeah, people listen to the radio as they drive back and forth to work, but they're not really ready to make a purchase, converge. They just listen. Where influencer marketing, when you're on the computer, you sit at your desk, you can knock out a car, or you can do it via smartphone, you can knock out an order. You can do some things. So, you know, you got to make a decision where you're going to put your dollars at. The best returns for you. You really do. Invite guests with expertise in marketing, okay? So the guests and the comments we have today, we put out some feelers this week. We got some nice return comments, okay? So we'll share some stuff with you. And plus, I'm going to give you a list of some influencer marketing platforms to boost your campaign. So I'm going to give you some tips at the end of the show where you can go and do that, okay? Part of that, too, influencer marketing, is copywriting. We can help you with that. If you need to sit there and go, Hollis, we need some prompts so we can tell these people what to say. It makes your product even better. So we can help you with that, okay? So welcome to the podcast where we're diving into the exciting world of influencer marketing and discussion why brands are shifting their advertising budget towards this strategy. Why? We'll go to that. So today we're joined by guest experts in marketing, branding, and social media to provide their insights and trending topics. Let's start by exploring the reason behind the shift from traditional paid advertising to influencer marketing. Okay, influencer marketing. Listen to that. We're probably going to talk a lot about that during the year. So you heard it here. Okay. One major reason for this shift is the effectiveness of influencer marketing. Like I said, Kardashians, they don't act. I mean, they're very comfortable in front of the camera since they've been doing it for so long, but they're not actors. You know, but again, if they wear it, they apply it, they make up, you know, one of the girls, she has a cosmetic brand that's worth like $1 billion, her company. So just applying her makeup and how to put your makeup on made her very rich. You know, what they wear to different events, this and that, who they're dating, all that kind of stuff. Boom. Because they know the young people who follow them, if they say jump, they say how high. That's the powerful and the influence that Kardashian has in our country. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that weird? Okay. So the one major reason for this shift is effective influencers. Marketing is reaching targeted audience. Influencers have a built loyal following based on the trust and authenticity making them powerful ambassadors for the brand. Things I mentioned, very powerful. In a world where consumers are bombarded with ads, the influencers offer a more genuine and relatable voice that can cut through the noise, okay? So make sure when you sit there and put some money and represent your brand, make sure the brand they represent, the people actually use your brand. I remember a couple months back, I read where this lady, female, again, she's in the gym doing this and this. She doesn't even work out. I mean, yeah, she's in healthy shape, but they found out that she doesn't even go to the gym. So she's pitching something that she's basically lying about. So you make sure you got to get that straight, because it'll be found out sooner or later. Okay? So make sure you do that correctly. It's like anything else. Don't lie. Don't cheat people. Don't do that. Okay? So influencer marketing allows brands to build an authentic connection with consumers. Through collaborations with influencers, brands can tap into their audience interest and value. So we do a lot of small business conversations. We do a lot of office conversation. So I need to get, when we put our together, our influencers, they got to be book readers. They got to sit there and be writers and stuff like that, so people can relate. Our audience can relate to them. They got to be small business owners who's out there trying to make it work, so our audience can relate to them. So same thing for you. Whatever your business is, whatever your market is, make sure you use somebody that can relate to your audience. That makes sense, right? So you can get that engagement. You can get that conversions. Because the bottom line is, we want them to buy at the end. We give them some great content. We give them some great ideas. Maybe, you know, we give them some great influencers out there pitching your products. But the bottom line is, we need conversions. We need to grow our business as well. Nothing's free. We got to pay for this. We got to pay for that. So things got to be, you know, need conversions. We need to buy. Okay? All right. Creating a meaningful and engaging content that resonates with their target audience. So creating meaningful and engaging content. So that's where the copywriting comes into play. That's where, you know, I'm looking at my little prompt cheat sheet here. It says advanced human psychology persuasion prompts for different for lead generations. Okay, so we have a whole list of prompts to use to persuade people to go your way. And you need that. A good copywriter, you can do that in writing. Not only you can help with the visual, but you need a nice copywriting material to go with it. Okay, so one of the tips is, tip number one is fear of missing out. That's got to be part of written copywriting. It's got to be the fear of missing out. That's why when you see the infomercials on TV and stuff like that, oh, we only got 5 left. You got to do it by the weekend. You got to do the fear of missing out. Very important to be part of your copywriting. So when your influencers talk about things, hey, if you don't sit there and do this by this time, you're going to miss out. So write a compelling email subject line that sparks a exclusive insight provided, okay, by our lead generation services. So again, how you word it, how you put it together is very important. And we can help with that, okay? We can. All right, so don't forget, copywriting, important. When you put it out there, when you put emails, that subject line, fear of missing out. All right. Okay. Again, we're talking about influencers. You're going to use them, don't use them. The market is going that way. The advertisers, the big boys are all going that way. Like I said, it's like 63% of brands are going towards influencer marketing. So they can really pinpoint their audience. And I'm just throwing it out there. So maybe you should do it too. Okay. And that number is going to grow. This is 2024. 63%. It's going to go higher. So I'm going to go higher. That's why you see so many influencers online. Okay, additionally, influencer marketing allows brands to build authentic connections with consumers through collaborations with influencers. Brands can tap into their audience interests, and values, creating meaningful and engaging content that resonates with their target market, okay? And there is a website, and I cannot find it this morning. I kind of went brain dead, can't remember the name of it, but where a lot of celebrities on it. You know, when last year when there was a celebrity strike or Hollywood strike and the celebrities could not work, you know, the lower level celebrities, they went to this website and put their availability there. They became influencers. You know, so a certain fee, we'll make a 30-second video for you. For a certain fee, we can sit down and pitch your brand. But again, just don't get the celebrity because it's a celebrity. Hopefully, they use your product. So what they talk about is sincere and real. Because if you find out it is pitching your product and you don't really use it, then it's gonna backfire on you. So be careful. But there's a website there, and once I think about it later on, I'll post it. But right now, I'm brain dead. I apologize. But once it, you know, you can get celebrities, you get anyone. So many people on that website, they want to be influencers because, you know, hey, that's a good way to make a little money. You know, you can make a 30-second reel. Okay? And people are doing that. But you don't have to be a celebrity to be on it. Okay? So looking ahead, the projected stats for 2024 are impressive, with 60%, like I said, of brands predicted to allocate budget to influencer marketing. That's a huge number. This further emphasizes the growing importance of influencers in the marketing landscape. Things change so fast. You know, what was influencer marketing, you know, 15 years ago? You know, it was been laughed out of the place. Now, everybody knows about it. You know, you look at these little reels. I mean, I was looking at reels this morning. Silly stuff. But they move. They get eyeballs. They get attention. You know, that's the way things are. So these people being people who don't mind being silly in front of the camera, doing great things for people, either for themselves or for somebody who's paying them to be silly in front of the camera. The way it is. Okay. So urgency is very important. Moving towards pleasure. Create a LinkedIn post that highlights the pleasure potential customers in growing their business, okay? That's all about copywriting. Pleasure, urgency, awesome. Move away from pain. Write a blog post introduction that emphasizes effectiveness and lead generation and how services alleviate this issue. So this is, you know, I'll jump over to the copywriting part of it, but this is all part of great results when you get an influencer. They're great copywriting, and great for leads and getting people to sign on a dotted line. Very important. So important. You know, our mentor, Paul Pona, not only he puts out great ads, but he also, as he teaches us, he does unbelievable work as a copywriter. You know, when he writes, it's like gold. People pay him a lot of six figures to copyright for his for their companies because his, you know, his wording is just beautiful. It makes you want to buy. It makes you want to sign on a dotted line. So not only you hire these influencers, but you got to have a nice, strong script for them too. You know, actors and all these influencers, they're not script writers. So you got to put together your script. You know, just like, you know, you look at these shows and you look at these actors being interviewed. They sit there and say, first off, oh, we have great script writers. You know, the TV shows, oh, they're great script writers. So we basically are script writers when we get these influencers to pitch our products. So those are some of the things you got to have in your script. You know, urgency, pleasure from pain, all kinds of good stuff. So if you're in e-commerce, this is another little section real quick, not that much time. Again, e-commerce sales, if you're in the e-commerce business. Again, fear of missing out, urgency, moving towards pleasure, moving away from pain, extreme desire for the product. So what do we get to sell? And a product will change a person's life forever. So you hear some of those commercials, you hear that stuff, and those catchwords, those keywords, make people's ears perk up. But you can't over-exaggerate. You can't sit there and BS. Because it's going to get you eventually. Okay? And some of these things, especially if you do stuff on websites online, And Google, this is a tip on Google, if they sit there and through their algorithms know that your product, like e-commerce, you're overselling something, you're kind of stretching the truth, they'll suspend your website. They will suspend your website for if you sit there and say, hey, this product will make you lose 400 pounds. This product will make you gain this and this. This product will make your sex life even better. That's really stretching the truth, and Google will suspend you. So now your website is seen by nobody. So be careful of that. Okay, be careful of that. All right, appointment booking, part of the copywriting. Okay, again, fear of missing out. Urgency is so important. You know, we all got to, you know, we all know the mortgage payment and rent payments are the first. So you got 30 days to get things done, booked, and delivered. To get that funds in. So you got to have a sense of urgency to get these people to sign. Because, again, if there's no sense of urgency, you don't sit there and say, sign now, people just kind of drag on. And in the meantime, you're not meeting your bills. So you're hurting. So a sense of urgency is very, very important. But you got to do it in a way where people don't feel like, oh, this guy's a scammy. You know, that's, you got to do it in a way, you got to write it in a way where people think, oh, okay, I don't want to be the one who miss out on this great product or service. Okay, that's copywriting. Moving forward from pleasure to pain, table booking, we'll talk about that in a second. All right. So with great opportunity comes challenges. Brands need to carefully select the right influencers. Like I mentioned, you got to have the right person aligned with their brand values and target audience. Okay, so again, right person, at least have the person know your product and wear it. Send them a shirt. If you got to send them a shirt, so they wore this shirt and they sit there and they can honestly say, hey, this product feels good. So they can sit there and not lie about what they're going to sit there and pitch. So if you got to send them a product, send them a product. You got to sit there and whatever you got to do. You know, to me, I would never pitch online. Weight loss products. That's a slippery slope. That's rough. Okay, because people that stretch the truth of that all the time. You get somebody who's a model saying, oh, yes, I lost such and such work where the model never even used the product. You can get in trouble. So be careful there. Okay. They also need to navigate the complexities of influencer partnerships, including negotiating contracts, measuring return on investment, and ensuring compliance with regulations. So compliance, like I said, so important. Contract negotiations. We have contracts here that we can sit there and, you know, work and do stuff like that. So we're not afraid to do that anymore. And measuring return on investment. Is it working for you? You get what you want. Okay, you get your money back. So important. So important. Okay. So to help brands capitalize on the power of influencer marketing, our experts are sharing actual tips, these best practices, from finding the right influencer to creating a compelling content. Like I said, the content, copywriting, that's all part of it. And these actresses, these influencers, they're not script writers. You have to be. You and your team's got to put it together. So that's what's important, okay? So compelling content is done by your team. They're offering valuable insights for brands looking to leverage influencer partnership and successful being successful, okay? Overall, influencers marketing, hello, thanks for joining us. Influencer marketing presents an exciting opportunity for brands to connect with their audience in new and innovative ways. By understanding the shifting trends and embracing influencers. So we're talking about influencer marketing. And do you use it yourself? Shane, do you use influencer marketing? If so, just drop us a note. How's it working for you? It's something we're getting ready to, you know, we're getting our copywriting team in place so we can put our brands out there via influencer marketing. Okay, I think it's going that way. I think people are responding towards influencer marketing. Again, we don't have to be celebrities doing it, but we're looking at certain things, and we want to make sure they do it correctly, okay? And do it right. All right. So again, influencer marketing, regular advertising. How are you doing? Which way are you going to do? Okay, which way are you going to go? Put your team together. You try to get some new products in, return on investments. Right now, 2024, influencer marketing is the way to go, I feel. Okay? So check it out. You want some advice with that? You want some help with that? Let us know. Okay? So we do some, you know, Podbean Live. We do some great things. Engagement conversions. That's what it's all about. Podbean Live is a nice platform because they concentrate and they focus on conversions and engagement. That's why they do as well as they do. That's why they're keeping us on board, because I see what they're doing behind the scenes to get engagements to help us out with our guests. Okay? So now we got to get the point where we get now authors who come on to sell more books with the help of Podbean. That's our goal out there, to get them to improve on Podbean, get that engagement, to get that conversions when they come on the show. Okay? So return on investment that way. Perfect. All right. Brands can stay ahead of the curve and drive meaningful engagement with consumers. That's what we're trying to do with the Hollis Chapman Show, Podbean Live, is get that engagement, get that, you know, conversions with our consumers. And our consumers are small business owners, speakers, coaches, authors. Boom. We're working to get the word out so these guys can come on the show and know that they didn't waste 30 minutes on the show. They feel good about it. So they know once this interview is over, the conversation is over, they can put that conversation on their website and get great results that way. That's how we work it. That's our goal. Okay? So that's good. Okay, so real quick before the show ends, influencer marketing platforms to boost your campaigns. I'm going to go over a few of them. You check these out, write these down, okay? One is Tagger by Sprout Social. These are platforms for influencer marketing. So go to it. Check it out. All right? So it's called Tagger by Sprout Social. Brand Watch. Okay? It's another platform. Upfluence. Okay? Affiliate marketing platform. Affluencer. Affluencer is one of the leading influencer marketplace, helping brands and influencers find each other for partnership, sponsorship, content, etc. We can look at that one ourselves. Grind is an AI-powered influencer management platform that works to make influencer partnerships as seamless as possible. Okay, so that's another one. LTK. LTK is previously known for a long name there. Started as a linking platform for Instagram influencers to share product and affiliates. Okay? You can check that out. Influencity is another one. Maverick is another. These are influencer platforms. You can go and get connected. You can go sign up, get your stuff together, and then hopefully you can find the right influencer for your product brand. Clever is an influencer marketing agency. Okay. Shopify Collabs. Shopify is big. So this is part of their business. So that's something you can look at right there. This, of course, we all heard of Shopify. So you go there first. YouTube has a Brand Connect. All right. Is an influencer marketing platform. YouTube. All right. Another way, YouTube is bringing in some revenues by doing this. Clear is another full-service influencer marketing platform. So as you see, there's a lot of action out there. It really is. Creator.co. Creator.co is a platform that can assist brands with both influencer marketing and affiliate marketing. Skeepers is a platform dedicated to helping brands get user-generated content. Okay, check that out. Hipsy is a global influencer search engine that allows brands to search for influencers. All right? You'd be blown away how many influencers out there. Okay? Webfluential, that's the last one, is a performance influencer marketing platform dedicated to helping brands drive sales due to influencer marketing and social e-commerce. Boom. So those are 16 choices right there you can go and look to. Again, there's another one where all these actors and actresses hang out. But I forgot the name. Sorry. But I'll post it later. Okay? All right. Hey, the show on Tuesday, our special guest is in Perota's book here, is David Lawrence. He'll be here Tuesday. Okay? So again, join us Tuesday where we have a guest. And again, sometimes we don't have guests, but we have some great content. Hopefully you got something out of there. Influence marketing. Okay? Copywriting is a big part of your influence marketing. These people aren't script writers. You're going to write the script. You're going to write and tell them, show them what to say. All right? So thank you to our guests for sharing their expertise on the focusing, fascinating topic. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Stay tuned for more insightful conversations on the latest trends in marketing and branding. Until next time, keep innovating and connecting with your audience. Okay? Keep on doing that. Very important. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today on the Hollis Chapman Show this Friday. You have a great weekend. Be safe. And we'll see you Tuesday, 10 o'clock, 10 Arizona time. As always, I'll see you next time.